93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A new poll from the Associated Press, NOR Center for Public Affairs Research, finds that 54% of Americans judge the economy to be in poor shape. That's compared with 45% who say conditions are good. President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package and the strong gains in jobs have not swayed public opinion much. President Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi say they've come to an agreement to end the U.S. military combat mission in Iraq by the end of the year. That's according to a senior official who spoke on condition of anonymity. A California sheriff's deputy and four other people killed in a weekend shooting in a San Joaquin Valley home. The dead also include the suspected shooter and three people in the home. It happened in Wasco. The Dow ahead 61 points. The NASDAQ is down 10. This is SRN News.
This summer, we all want to reconnect with friends and family. And the team at Legacy Box can help you make the most of your time together by enabling you to revisit classic memories while creating new ones. Legacy Box is an affordable way to have footage of family milestones trapped on home movies and photos safely stored on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. The process is remarkably simple. Just follow the guide from Legacy Box's all-inclusive kit, and their experienced team will create digital copies of your videotapes, film reels, and photos. Soon you'll have everything saved on the format of your choice, along with your originals. Imagine highlights from the past digitally preserved and always ready to share. Even better, Legacy Box is offering 40% off this week. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of this limited-time offer and ensure your past is always within reach. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 40%. legacybox.com/lbox.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that'll cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Two people are dead and a third is in critical condition following a double murder and attempted suicide in Elmore County. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries shot and killed his wife, Susan Jeffries, and his mother, Joyce Jeffries, before turning the gun on himself. William Jeffries is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. In Tallapoosa County, police say 70-year-old Michael Johnson's body was found in a wooded area of Highway 50 just south of Dadeville. Police have identified a suspect and a warrant has been issued for the arrest of 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on murder charges. Please call the authorities if you know of Wyckoff's whereabouts. And a sinkhole has developed in downtown Montgomery at the corner of North Perry and Jefferson Street. Drivers should avoid the area. MPD has the area blocked off. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let Kickback Ranch and Event Center be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331, we offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer seven venues, so you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com. Net.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogel here. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble?
Hello.
And our dear friend, Becky Gerritsen, on the line. Hello, Becky.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well. You are driving, so travel safely.
Thank you. I am driving home from Birmingham, had some meetings up here today, and it's kind of in and out of the rain, so hopefully I won't get cut off. But I wanted just to let you guys know, last week we discussed that we're having a critical race theory meeting tonight. If you want to know more about what is critical race theory, how do you identify it, where its roots come from, and what to do about it, we are going to have a great presentation at Bethel Worship Center in Wetumpka, which is 11117 Highway 231, just past the women's prison, but on the left side of the road. And then K. Carl Smith, which many of your listeners know, is going to be there also discussing this, as well as Representative Ed Oliver, who has a bill that he is putting forth. It's already pre-filed for next year on stopping the teaching of the concepts of critical race theory. So it's going to be a great event tonight, and I hope everyone is going to come out.
Well, I was excited to hear about it. So that is tonight's event. It is at 6:30 to
Bethel
8
Worship Center.
At Bethel Worship Center, and it will be you, K. Carl
Eagle
Smith.
Forum. Yep.
For those who don't know who K. Carl Smith is, tell us a little about him.
K. Carl Smith.
I believe I got a book of his, right? Did he write a book?
You do. He did, and he is just a great conservative who loves America and identifies as a Frederick Douglass Republican. And so tonight he will talk about how to fight and how to argue against critical race theory from the perspective of Frederick Douglass. And it's really interesting because he brings in a lot of history of how Frederick Douglass dealt with the race issue back in the day. And it's really great. So I'm just so excited to have him. He spoke when I was with the Wetumpka Tea Party. Many of the Wetumpka Tea Party listeners will remember him because he came and did several presentations for us. But he is traveling the state talking about this. Actually, he's traveling the nation talking about this issue. So we're just excited he's going to make his presence known to us tonight.
All right. Well, I surely do appreciate you calling in to tell our listeners about your event tonight. And we will try to remind them again before the end of the show.
Wonderful. You guys have a great day. Hope to see you tonight.
Thank you. All right. That was Becky Gerritsen calling about tonight's event hosted by the Eagle Forum and on critical race theory, which is a topic that I'm telling you is all over the place. Speaking of all over the place, COVID. Ha ha ha.
Oh, hold on. I'm having trouble paying attention. I'm all over the place. You know why?
Tell me why.
Because I was promised alligator sausages last week. Alligator sausages did not appear in front of me. It's not like I'm owed it by any means. I don't expect much of
this. Oh, no. We are owed it because he promised it to us and then got busy on his farm.
Right.
So something about chickens flooding out. What is up with that?
Yeah, and, you know, I can understand that. I'm actually looking, folks, at the Sweet Creek Farm Market Facebook page, and you can see these glorious pictures of peaches, a watermelon, how they do breakfast every Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning, that homemade ice cream there at Sweet Creek. You can try some humble goat, the humble goat cheese with different flavors.
I love goat cheese.
And it looks like they've got blueberry flavored and cranberry flavored, goat cheese, Amish style butter, roll butter. Ooh. Ooh, whole milk, blue ribbon, whole milk right there. Man, they got it going on, folks. Whether it's the fresh produce or these developed products or the meats or the hot lunches there, like the Cuban sandwich, they really can do it all there at Sweet Creek. And you can stop by any day. Stop by any day, pick up those wonderful items, make a day of it. Hang out with the peacock and the chickens if they didn't get too flooded out. And maybe even pick up some alligator sausage and bring it down to the station here, if you like, before we leave. But if you are kind of the waiting kind, why not get in on the Sweet Creek gift basket drawing? $60 worth, whatever you like from Sweet Creek if you're the winner. But you got to call us at 272-9228.
All right. Lots going on in the state, and I'm trying to get people in the studio on the line with me. We're going to work on it over the next 24 hours. One of the people I am working on getting on the line is the head of the Alabama Democrat Party. That's an odd one, right, Joey? You've been on with you before?
Chris England?
Chris England, sure enough.
No, I've never spoken to the man.
All right. Well, he and I are playing phone tag this afternoon, but I'm going to get him on air with us to discuss his call for basically he wants the head of the prison commissioner, the parole board chair. Not literally. That sounds wrong. But he is speaking out against what he's calling the broken criminal justice system. He started really going after them on Sunday, yesterday, tweeting that it'll take more than new buildings to fix the system. Which is, in fact, very true. We all know this. And we actually talked about it with Reid Ingram last week. This is a nonpartisan issue. The prison systems in Alabama are despicable, deplorable, awful. And I am all for hard time for those who deserve it, those who have earned it, those who have, especially our violent criminals or those who hurt the children or elderly. I am adamantly repeat offenders who show no remorse or no sense of changing. But what Chris England is looking at is at who's being kept in these jails and the fact that there's been 10 men who have died in jails just this month. Which is just wild to think about. You get in for a sentence on a drug or a, you know, theft charge, and you end up it ends up being a death sentence for you because the jails are overcrowded. And so I'm going to get Chris England on to talk about that, and I'm really looking forward to that conversation. In addition to that, we are going to have also Jeremy Oden, who has announced he's running for re-election for the PSC. And we'll have him on tomorrow afternoon. There's just a lot happening with state politics. Oh, and back to jails for a second before I go to callers. The jails in Alabama are offering $5 canteen grab bags to prisoners who are willing to get their COVID vaccination. $5. Only about half of the current 24,000 inmates have gotten their vaccinations, and the Department of Corrections is hoping that this $5 incentive will make them get their shots. Joel is on the line. Hiya, Joel.
Hey, I just want to tell y'all, I didn't get anything from the cafe because we had a late breakfast Saturday, and I got done that about mid-morning, but I got me some watermelons and some peaches and caramel cake, and then I've got some money left on my gift card to go back and get me a Reuben sandwich later on.
Oh, that sounds amazing. How was the caramel cake? Please tell. So Joel, yeah. For those who didn't know, was our Sweet Creek winner last week. Tell me about that caramel cake.
It was probably one of the best I've ever had. Caramel cake is my favorite anyway, but it's locally made and everything, so it was terrific. Me and Reid had a pretty good talk. Reid had been county commissioner in District 5 before he got to be a representative. And I had been at county commissioner for District 5 years ago. So we talked some county commission stuff, and then we talked a little bit of state stuff. But he's a great guy.
He really is. I thoroughly enjoyed talking to him about corrections and prison reform last week. And this is an issue that I believe we all need to focus our attention on, because it's not a one issue. It's not just about infrastructure. It's not just about getting more corrections officers. It's not just about, our whole system needs help. And I loved having Reed to talk about that. And I'm glad you got to go down and visit with him.
Well, I told y'all I would call back. And the watermelon, I just ate one of the watermelons, and it was fantastic, too. Sweet. So good. So good.
All right. Well, we're going to have Reed Ingram in. I'm going to make that happen. But thank you so much for calling us, Joel. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank y'all. Bye.
You got it. That was Joel, last week's Sweet Creek winner. And don't forget, when you call to ask to be put into the two drawings, there's the Sweet Creek drawing and the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing. Before we get to the other callers holding, 272-9228, if you want to call and get in, before we get to the next callers, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to April Marie. Be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership. On Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, the used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Locally owned, laid-back, family-friendly vibe for over 10 years. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon. Now, if you have kids or grandkids in your life, this song is going to take on a different meaning because it's one of the major songs in the movie Sing. Bet you didn't know that, Joey Clark.
You told me last week.
The gorilla sings it.
Yeah, you told me about this.
It's so fantastic. It makes my heart sing.
No, Elton John sings the song.
It makes my heart happy.
That is an Elton John song.
But the gorilla sings it. Don't mess with me. Soldier Boy on the line. Hiya, Soldier Boy.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
Glad you called in. What are you calling to talk about today?
Well, you talked about how deplorable and the conditions in our state prisons are. We could parallel that to the buildings and the conditions of our Montgomery public school system. Now, every year, they get state and county and city money, and the public school system does, and federal money, too, because it is a... My question is, what do they do with... I mean, do they just quit spending money for like 10, 20 years instead of like a house, when you own a house? When your roof starts to get a little rough, you know, and you don't go ahead and say, I'm going to build a new house, or this is not going to... You remodel it. You redo it. You maintain it. And when I look at the Montgomery public school systems and I look at the prisons, they haven't been maintained. So where's all this annual budget money been going to?
You know, that's a very good question. I wonder the same thing in most places in Alabama where the schools are falling apart. And I think there's a simple answer, which is administrative cost. They don't do the infrastructure cost. And so the buildings are falling down around the kids. The air conditions are going out repeatedly.
Half the schools in Montgomery public school system, they're not central heat and air, these buildings. They got air conditioned units on the outside. It looks like the 1960s.
Yeah, it's a very odd thing, I tell you.
So, okay, from 60 to 2040, that's 60 years. What's happened in 60 years? We haven't done anything to these buildings?
Yeah, hon, I wish I could tell you. I feel like they do as little as they can do while still keeping the building standing, and then they ask for a new one. And some places don't ask for a new one, and kids just go to the old ones. But I've heard of public schools with all sorts of problems. But you know, there is a stark difference between our education system and our prison system. A is they're different budgets. The education system has
its own budget. Oh, I understand that. But look what happened to they raised the property tax. They voted for that to help the Montgomery public school system. What's the first thing they did? They gave the teachers a pay raise. Really? Do they really think giving the teachers pay raises and changing the names of these schools and tearing down the statues, Confederate statues, do you really think the grade point average is going to be changed?
No.
So they're just lying to themselves, because until teachers and family help these children with their education and be supportive. Let me tell you this. You know, the LAMP school, my ex girlfriend, her daughter went to LAMP, right? We sat in there and they had a PTA meeting, and we all wrote a check, believe it or not, between $1,000 and $5,000, because we looked at it this way. We're giving this money to a public school system, to the LAMP, or strictly for LAMP, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had people from lesbians, you know, gays, Hispanic people, Asian people, and people of color. And what's amazing is we were all sitting there. We had one thing in common. We came from different, you know, lifestyles and different histories and stuff. We all had one thing in common. We wanted the best education for the children.
Yeah.
I mean, after the PTA meeting, we might go out there and just get into a big old fight or something, or get into an argument. But at that one particular moment, we came to common ground that what was best for the education. And they asked, I mean, the conditions were deplorable in the old LAMP, Loveless High School.
There was a New York Times podcast about a charter school where the community came together and basically the school was going to have to close. And so they came together and worked to save a school. Essentially, everybody came together and they it was a school that a lot of whites chose not to go to, but then the affluent whites decided to take their kids there, and the families from the original school that was failing and or being closed got really, really mad at the approach that the white families took to saving the school and to the fundraisers they had and the things they chose to spend the money on. And it is a very interesting dilemma, if not case study in just sociology, to look at what it would take to make our school succeed and then how people would have to get over their personal right. thoughts and feelings to recognize that the students and the education should come first.
That was the bottom line. I mean, we looked at it in order to send her daughter to a private school. We're looking $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a year. So we didn't have a problem writing a check for $5,000 and giving it to Lamb because that was going to towards her education.
Right.
We looked at it, $5,000 was a lot less than $10,000 or $12,000, and we were getting a better education than they would have gone to St. James or Montgomery Academy, you know?
Well, I think
until we get involved, hands-on, grassroots, things can change.
Correct. It's true. I am involved in the school in which my children do not go to. Why? Because I would love for it one day to be a school that my children or other parents will choose to send their kids to. But right now, I can't send my children to the school they're zoned for. The infrastructure's bad. The administration is constantly changing like a revolving door. They have a lot of new teachers. That's not to say anything about new teachers, but there's not a lot of people, older, wiser voices around. Their disciplinary issues are out of control, and the literacy rates are low. I remembered
what former Mayor Todd Strain said. So goes education, so goes Montgomery. How true. When these companies come to build their factories and stuff, they look at the education.
It's incredibly frustrating. Frustrating.
Somebody's telling me we spend more money in education in the United States. And education, and we're like 50 or 60th in the world. Well, we're number one in spending per person.
The problem is for far too long, teachers unions and school administrators have gotten away with the idea that if you just continue to throw more money at the problem, it will be solved. But we have learned and seen time and time again that it's not a money issue. That is, in fact,
exactly.
It is a priorities issue. It is a matter of teaching styles. It is a matter of resources.
Exactly.
It's a matter of curriculum and all of the things that keep us from achieving the ultimate goal, which is having students who understand the basics of literacy and math and are ready for our workforce and understand about the world around them and are ready to go out and be active parts of that community. And so we've gotten away from that. I believe personally that school choice is the answer. That when
I like the ideas of vouchers.
Yes. When public schools have to compete with other schools, they will improve. Why? Because right now they don't feel they have to. And the administrators get to do the same old things again and again. So I would love a world and a community with many more options for parents and families to do better.
I like those ideas of vouchers because competition's good. They'd have to step up their game because, like you said, they know they're going to get the tax money no matter what product they put out.
Correct. And the families feel stuck there. I've talked to a number of people who go to public school. I used to hold events around school choice for school choice every year. And so, which is a national initiative, there's a school choice week. And I used to hold events and talk to families of people who wish their kids could go and they'd apply for scholarships and some would get them along the way and some wouldn't. And it's really disheartening to know that there are families out there who want better for their kids than the failing schools, but just aren't able to provide it.
Well, it just amazes me that the next potential Einstein out there or Tesla is going to be out there and never had the opportunity to fully explore all their opportunities to bring to society as a whole because they've been held back or they came from... didn't Einstein come from a poor Jewish family?
You know, I honestly don't know Einstein's background.
Yeah, I think I learned a little bit about him. On Trivia Pursuit, of course, I'm Jeopardy.
All right, Soldier Boy, we're going to hit a quick break.
You have a great day.
You have a great day. We will be right back. You are listening to April Marie Fogle here. Some additional state, local, and federal issues coming back in our final half hour. You're going to want to stay tuned.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade it.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest. So you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you. Or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's Fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again.
This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs. Oh,
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie.
Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that'll cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon. We've got April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clock on the drums.
I was playing everything at once.
That's a talent right there.
Nah, that's Blink 182. So
the man can answer phones, push buttons on the computer, mute my sound when I get too loud, drum and guitar at the same time.
And also, have you ever read about Ludwig von Mises and his book Human Action?
And he's the cutest nerd you've ever done seen. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, while we were on air today, the Attorney General, Steve Marshall, who will be in studio with me later this week, has put out some guidance based on Alabama's no vaccine passport laws. And so Steve Marshall issued guidance on COVID vaccination state law. And then this is a story from AL.com that I'm reading because it just came out about an hour ago. Marshall's office released guidance on how the state law governs vaccinations and documentations. This is based on the bill, goodness, that passed in May. The main parts of the bill are that it prohibits state and local government entities from requiring the publication or sharing of immunization records not otherwise required by law. This means that the government can't give lists of who would have and have not received their vaccinations, which is kind of a big deal since people want those lists so they can go voluntarily knock on your door and convince you that you are in fact wrong about the decision you have probably thoughtfully made and to get the shot anyway. It prohibits schools, colleges, and universities, both public and private, from requiring COVID vaccinations as a condition of attendance. The law says schools and colleges cannot require proof of any vaccinations except those that were required as of January of earlier this year. It basically excludes COVID from the vaccinations that schools do require. Schools in Alabama, if you've had a young kid in a while, you're required to have what's called the blue form, although oddly enough, they're not always blue, that shows where your kids have got, where they are on their vaccination charts. There's some leniency by different schools on that. Of course, homeschooling parents not really too worried about it. But this says that can't be added to the list of required vaccinations. It prohibits businesses from requiring proof of vaccination status as a condition for entering a place of business or for providing goods and services. A business may ask customers their status and request unvaccinated customers wear a mask or social distance. But the business cannot require proof of vaccination or discriminate against customers based on a refusal to confirm. That one's a weird one, Joey.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to make of this. You know, for instance, I don't like the buying and selling. And we've seen the outrage in places as far-flung as France, which don't get the French people going too much. I mean, they lost a couple wars in the 20th century, but before that, they could really raise some hell when they got to protesting. Happening in Canada, and, you know, there are several states in this country that I worry about. When I read into New York State's passport regime, it's not like just a card you carry with you. They were having people required to carry an app on their phone to get into all sorts of places. And
Well, and there are places here that do that too, that have the app.
Yeah, and, you know, to a degree, a private business can require, for the most part, what they like. But I think we're going way too far at this. And you're going to see pushback, I think, that naturally, not just from the law and the legal side of things, legislative side, I think you're going to see pushback in the courts and pushback just from everyday people. Well, for instance, I don't know if you saw in Jolly Old England that Eric Clapton, he had a pretty really intense reaction. He got vaccinated, but he had a pretty intense reaction to it. And mm-hmm. so he said, I'll never do a concert where anybody's discriminated in one way or fashion, whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated. I'll do a concert when everybody can come.
Right. I did see that. And that is going to be something that as this goes further along, especially as the scary Delta variant, which, by the way, is not more deadly, it's just more contagious, where the scary Delta variant and then future variants come along and people start going back into hermit mode. And we're going to have to see where the market bears people saying such things. One thing that the Attorney General pointed out is that the restrictions on businesses does not address employer-employee relations. So if your employer is requiring you to get a shot, that's not against the law. They said that to date, they are not familiar with anybody going door to door here in Alabama. But be advised, if someone does come to your door, you're under no obligation to engage with or share any personal information, including vaccine status with them. Well, duh. You are not required. That's just silly. Do we really need to be told that we're not required to share vaccine status? All right. Well, while I'm talking about no-brainers, let me tell you about the no-brainer that is calling my friend John Williams. John Williams and his team up there at Mortgage Corporation of the South, their beautiful office on the mountain. Bravo, having just visited, can vouch for it. It's a gorgeous office. Mortgage Corporation of the South can help you if you are in a pinch for cash. And let me tell you how. Maybe you have a car that you've paid off. Maybe you have a car that's almost paid off, but you got a lot of equity in it. It was a $40,000 car that you only have $6,000 left in it. That gap between what you owe and what you've paid already, that's equity. Same with a piece of land or property you own, or the house. Oof, with housing market being what it is, chances are if you bought a house more than a few years ago, you've got quite a bit of equity in it. So it is worthwhile, if you need some cash, to give John Williams and his team a call and see how they can help you. Because the money is there, you've paid it, it's yours, and you can cash some of it out. Their number is 567-9000. That's 567-9000. They can help all sorts of people with all sorts of financial needs related to the mortgage, land, and automobiles. Even those pesky, annoying title loan companies. Maybe you got yourself into some trouble with them. They can help you get out of that. You'll want to give them a call. Tell them that you heard about them from April Marie, who was filling in for Dan Morris. They'll know who I am. Their NMLS number is 232876. 232876. They're an equal housing lender, and they would be glad to help you out. One of the cool things is you call and you actually get a real life human being, not to be confused with a human being, bean, B-E-A-N, which is what my children say. It entertains me to no end. I'm so easily amused. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is, do you remember swatting, Joey, back when that used to happen?
Yeah, sure.
So a Tennessee man died from a heart attack after a swatting incident. Some teenagers wanted his handle, which was just at Tennessee. He got it early on Twitter because he loved the Volunteers. And these kids were trying to basically bully him, eventually calling 911 and telling them that somebody in the house had just shot another person in the head and that the house was booby-trapped. When the SWAT teams came, when he went to surrender himself, having no idea what happened, the man died. The people responsible have been found guilty. I cannot believe this is a real life story. The man pleads guilty to conspiracy after sending the police to the man's home. Sometimes I think we've all lost our ever-loving minds. It is, after all, just social media. It is, after all, just the interwebs. How can you be so callous, so careless? I will never understand. We're going to be right back after this last break with a few more local stories and things to talk about. 272-9228 if you want to get in on them. And if you want to get in on the drawings, you can call, say hi, get in on the drawings. It's Monday afternoon. I'll accept that. Be right back after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, happy Monday afternoon, everyone. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. Did I mention today that you can take me with you in your pocket? It's a true story. You can take me, Joey, even Greg Budell. He's a little bit tighter squeeze. And if you aren't listening to him on headphones, he might frighten people around you. But you can take us all with you in your pocket. All you have to do is download the app. We've got an app for Apple and an app for Android. You just look it up saying News Talk 93.1. You're going to see our little logo there with the microphone. You know what it looks like. And then you can listen to us, whether you're coming or going in the listening area or not. Maybe you go on vacation. It's that time of year. You can take us with you on vacation. Did you know that? You can listen to previous shows on the website. All sorts of things you can do. You can follow us on the social medias. Me at April Marie, APRYLMARIE on Facebook and Twitter. I don't do so much on weekends. On weekends, I see some of y'all tweeting at me. I'm not as active on weekends. I might like a few things here and there, but I know that if I get sucked into the social media, then I'll be distracted from the things that really matter, like, you know, my children. So I'm not there on the weekends. I try to spend a little bit more time there on the weekdays just to see what's going around. Randall's on the line. Hiya, Randall.
Hello. Yeah, I'm just calling to get in on drawings. I mean, I'm going to make it my point to win one of them. And because I used to not ever get in there, but I'm going to call a different time. I'm just trying this Monday late evening thing. This, you know what I mean? A late afternoon call. Mm. I want to get on both of them, Joy. Mortgage right. Corporation and Sweet Creek.
And it's 518, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's all I wanted to call and do. I mean, you getting it bumped up to $75 is that's life changing money for people.
That is a good amount of money. Yes, it is. If you got an SUV or a truck, that'll fill up your gas tank.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's life changing. That'll get me to my daughter and back. That put a good smile on my heart. That's $75 to make a trip over there and back today. All the way from Billingsley. So I need that 75. I'm coming at you, Mr. John. My next week, I'm calling Tuesday at around 2 o'clock. I already got it mapped out when I'm calling. So every week.
It's a random number generator. Who knows?
I know it. And I'm going to randomly call at different times until I win.
I like it random. All right, you take care. You have a great day. Man, oh man, I tell you. There's just a lot of random things happening. University of Alabama giving vaccinated students $20. So if you're in prison, you get $5. If you're going to University of Alabama, you get 20. I'm still not sure that the incentive of just a little bit of money here and there is what's really driving people to not get it.
Right.
I saw a story, and by the way, I would never body or health shame anybody, but I saw a story of a family and a young man lost his life, and he was, in the photo, you can tell, obese. He was overweight. Everybody, manage your risk. I have these funky lungs. I got my COVID vaccination early. If you're old and out and about, get your doctor, and if the doctor says so, get your vaccination. We know the key determiners of who is going to die with COVID. We know what those are. Age, weight/obesity level, heart disease, lung disease. We know where these factors are. We know that if you catch COVID early, there are treatments available to you that are not available to other people. Just go ahead. Make sure you know your risk and your actual risk, not your Facebook risk, not your Twitter gossip risk, your actual you, John Doe. What are your risks? Jeff on the line. Hiya, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I have got a solution for the political rhinos in Washington.
Oh, what's
that? Load them all onto a rocket and shoot them into space.
You and Jessica Taylor.
Oh, she got the idea or something, my dear?
She shot liberal policies up into the space. That was her kickoff announcement.
Yeah.
Well,
that would be a perfect thing. Load them on a Jeff Bezos rocket and fire them into space and then detonate it.
You stop it. I'll just send them to an island somewhere, Jeff. Let's just send them to an island. We don't have to hurt them.
If you send them to an island, they might come back.
Well, you send them to an island, let them fight amongst themselves on the stupidity of the ways in which they want to govern and have them figure out that they need to do it better.
Yeah.
Can I
get in Sweet Creek and Mortgage Corporation?
Of course you can. What is that month and day?
5/1.
5/1, May 1st. You got it, Jeff. I like your idea. What we got to do is not really send them into space or to an island. We just got to vote them out. It's as easy as that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We have to create a culture in this state specifically where people are willing and able to run against establishment candidates because they know the voters will be behind them. Right now, we have a political elite class that is so used to getting their way every election cycle that they don't even feel like they have to try. And you hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. Well, who's going to run against them? Who can run? Who can win? Well, if we, the voters, start putting the pressure on them and letting people know that we will vote against the incumbent, I think we'd see a whole different atmosphere here in Alabama.
That's possible. Oh, I have one question for you.
Yes. Yes, Lev.
And my mom keeps asking me the same question, and I don't know the answer. Did Governor Ivey vote against the critical race theory thing?
So Governor Ivey did not vote against it. There were two resolutions, one by Alabama Policy Institute and Eagle Forum, and one by Greg Mackey. I think it was Greg Mackey. No, Mackey, who was on the Board of Education. I don't remember his first name. It wasn't Greg, though. And in Ivy's office. And so Ivy has come out against critical race theory, better late than never, I suppose.
So she did come out against it.
She did come out against it. Yes. The resolution that is underway in by the State Board of Education is the one that her office worked with the Board of Education to draft.
All right, well, that's good. At least she's doing one thing right anyway.
Ain't that the truth? I give her that. All right, you take care.
All right, thanks. You too.
St. James on the line. Hiya, St. James.
Hey, Miss Vogel.
Hey there.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to call in and get a little bit of advice from you.
I might have some, might not.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, you were talking about the test, the vaccine and everything?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you for or against it?
I'm for it. Unless somebody, I think the more people who get it, the better we are, but people have to weigh their own risk, and people don't need to take medical advice from no talk radio pundit or no Twitter, Facebook, anonymous source. You need to talk to your doctor about it and weigh your sources, but I am 100% for the vaccination.
Yes, I've been doing some research on it. Matter of fact, I did a little bit Friday, but that's what prompted this call here. But there's, you know, you hear the anecdotal stories of people dying after getting the vaccine, of course. But what's not in the public domain, I don't think, is there's only, and this is the reason I'm a holdout right now. And I'm thinking about getting it this week, to be honest with you. There's two ingredients in the vaccine, and it's a preservative. And I was told and read that's what causes a lot of people to go into the shock, and that's PEG. Short for polyethylene glycol, and the polysorbate. But, and also there was a doctor that said even if you test for that before you get the vaccine, there's no guarantee that you won't be allergic to it. So I don't understand why people don't talk about that part of it. It's not the vaccine itself. It's the preservative that's in the vaccine.
Well, and I am not knowledgeable enough to know. I was able to Google just while we were talking here about the PEG. And yes, there is allergies. Most vaccinations, if you get your flu vaccination each year or your kids get vaccinations, they ask if they have eggs or if there's an egg allergy. But the vaccinations being used do not contain egg or gelatin. Instead, they have this PEG. And so, CDC has information on it. If you throw it into the Googles, PEG and COVID vaccination, a ton of questions come up. And so, look into it, but call a healthcare professional if you've got one. I'm telling you, it is worth the time and effort to know your own risk.
Know your own risk. Okay. All right, guys. Appreciate it.
I believe in that. Thank you, St. James, for calling.
Yes.
All right, Joey. Well, it has been a lovely, wonderful Monday talking with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for keeping me out of trouble.
I think my guest earlier today had some great advice that talking about the vaccine should be kind of like talking about sex or religion. Like, you know, generally keep it to yourself and talk
about
it. Oh,
no.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. I don't need to know who's vaccinated in the grocery store with me. But as I said before, the woman who does my hair and is in my face for an hour and a half, I surely want to know whether or not she's got it.
Fair enough.
You take your circumstances as,
well, yeah, but
as they
there's
come.
Some things you keep to yourself. Like, I haven't explained why I have a strained ankle or sprained ankle yet. But I can maybe talk to you about that tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we already discussed your rash situation earlier.
No, this is a sprained ankle. And
all right. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening today. Stay tuned for Greg Budell and Rosie back on after this. I'll be back again tomorrow.